So in the world of self-storage, in the world of fundraising, or in the world of any other worthwhile endeavor, one's thinking is always what's most important. You know, what to do, knowing good, having good strategies, knowing what to do is very important, but it really only accounts for about 20% of one's success in life. The 80% is one's mindset, one's thinking. So let's conclude this series of the three mindset shifts I think are critical for people who want to raise money fundraising in the self-storage space. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp. That's the premier training I offer that's designed to take you from wherever you are now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. It will have forms that we use, a work book, and it's designed to take you step by step through the process. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. You know, most people are not really aware of it or present to it, but the reality you experience is a function of what happens in the world filtered through your belief systems and your thinking. Try on, not like it's true, but just try on for a minute that there really is no objective truth out there, no objective reality. Life is just unfolding. It's just happening. The world's just happening. And the unfoldment of life is enters you, and it's filtered through your thoughts and your belief system, thus creating what's true for you, what's not true for you, how the world occurs in your reality, whether something's hard or not. Now, this is the good news, because in truth, there's very little as a human being we have much control over other than our thoughts. It's said that when Columbus landed, the indigenous people of the islands in the West Indies couldn't even really see the ships, because in their belief system, in their reality structure, there was no such thing as something as big as those ships. And it said they didn't even see them. What happens in life and what is possible for your life is a function of your belief system and your mindset. So anytime we take on some bigger role in life, step into something new, my training has always been first work on shifting your mindset, creating a bigger space in your thinking for the role that you're taking on and what's possible in your life and in the world. Then the strategies that you learn and the tactics that you learn actually have a much better chance of success. That's why when discussing fundraising in the self-storage space, I start with the mindset shifts. I think if you start there, the rest of the strategies we're going to talk about would have a much better chance of success. In episode 368 and 369, I went over what the first two mindset shifts are. Today, I'd like to talk about what I think is a third and a critical mindset shift, and I want to have a conversation on imposter syndrome. Now, anytime we create a new possibility for ourselves, anytime we take on a bigger role in life, just know and expect imposter syndrome is going to be present. So what is that? Well, anytime you create something new for your life or take on a bigger role, there's where you are now, and then there's what you're creating, and there's a gap right there. Now, in that gap, we've got to take certain actions, have certain conversations, interact with people in a certain way. And what happens is we're talking about creating in our speaking and the actions that we're taking something that doesn't exist yet. And it can often occur like, well, who am I to be talking about this? it can occur like it's phony or it's fake or you're a fraud. My experience was when I was raising money for my first self-storage deals, like, who am I to be talking about this? You know, why would anybody listen to me, really? And in the storage space, it can be especially brutal because very often we're dealing with people, we're having conversations with people who are more successful in life than we are, and we're advising them why they should invest in our deals and why our deal and this deal is such a good deal. And we're not there yet. They're much more successful than we are. And we can, the experience often is, why would anyone ever listen to me? At least that was my experience. In my first fundraising adventure, everyone I talked to was more successful than I was. And I had the experience of, why would they listen to me? I've never put a real estate deal like this together. Yes, I knew the numbers. Yes, I could talk a good game. But what was going on internally was, is this real? Is it going to be successful? Is it really going to unfold like I'm telling people it's going to unfold? I remember when I finished the book, Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and it was finally out in print. And it was successful. At least in Amazon, it was the number one book in a number of categories the first month that it was out in print and published. But yet, internally, I had a book out there. I was an author, but I sure didn't feel like an author. What was going on in my head was, well, there's not that many books in this space, so that's probably why it's doing good. Or I had a good coach that was helping me do the initial launch and marketing of the book, so he's probably pretty good. Certainly didn't feel like I was an author. Certainly didn't feel like people should really buy my book and listen to anything I had to say. Imposter syndrome. And what I've learned is that is a normal space, that is a normal experience that one can go through. It's not mandatory. It would just be unusual when you're stepping into a much bigger game and a much bigger role in life and you're not there yet, not to have it. So my coaching is, if you're fundraising or going into the fundraising business for the first time or stepping up your game, going from one level of raising money to another level, just know that there's nothing wrong if that's there. But if it's not addressed and you're not present to it and you don't deal with it, it's going to have a drastic effect on your ability to raise money. You may be saying all the right things, but if who you are being is an imposter, whether an investor knows it or not, they're going to pick up on that. So let's talk about how to do the mindset shift once you are present to the experience of imposter syndrome. And it has a lot to do with mindset shift number one that we talked about. Remember, in the first mindset shift, we went into detail about how what I suggest is you shift your identity from someone who just happens to be raising money to do a deal you want to do to I am a fundraiser. Why? Well, because there's a world of difference. When you're a fundraiser, your attention is on different things. And primarily, what your attention on is the world of the investor. So making the shift out of imposter syndrome very often requires getting out of your world and getting into someone else's world. Now just think about it for a second. In short, if you're experiencing imposter syndrome, which is a normal function, what you're present to is you. your experience or your perceived lack of experience, your deal. The focus is inwardly focused, and we're real present to our own experience in the gap between what where we are and what we're creating. To get out of that and make the shift where your attention is on the need, the problem, where what you have to offer can truly, authentically help this investor. That's how you make the shift out of the imposter syndrome. And basically, you take the attention from an inwardly focused experience and you put it on someone else. How can I help that person? When we take the attention off ourselves and authentically and truly put it on, is this a deal that's going to support this investor? Will this deal help that investor? You take the oxygen out of the space for imposter syndrome. And if your deal doesn't authentically help that investor, you tell them you don't think this would be a match, which I've done. Less attention on ourselves removes the oxygen required to experience imposter syndrome. It's that simple. Shift the attention from you and put it on who you can help. So in the course I'm creating called Fundraising for the Small Investor in Self-Storage, we're going to talk a lot about different types of fundraising, you know, deal structure, what you can offer investors, how to present deals, what investors have there. We're going to talk about all that. But in my opinion, these mindset shifts are probably the most important part of being successful that there is. You know, I happen to be watching a show right now on Netflix called Full Swing about the PGA, I think it was the 2021 PGA Tour, and they followed certain golfers around. When you're on the PGA Tour and you're playing at that level of golf, they are all phenomenal golfers. It's hard to say who's better than the other on any given Sunday. The difference between the top golfer and number 10 or number 15 golfer is less than a stroke. They're all phenomenal. But what I found very interesting is the thinking, the mental processes that people go through on the course and in the tournaments. That's what determines to a large degree who's going to win on any given Sunday. It's really amazing to watch. And it's the same way in business, and it's the same way literally in every aspect of life. Our thinking creates a space where success can happen. Start there, always. Work on yourself first. Expand your world of who you are for yourself and how you function in the world and what's possible. Then all the tactics and techniques can make a huge difference in your life. So thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week. My name is Mark Helm, and I will see you then.